This is John Batchelor, conversation with the author Joseph Tarigian, the new book, The Party's Interests Come First, a biography, a very detailed telling of the People's Republic of China's birth from the revolutions of the 1920s until the purging, the exit of Mao, and the rise of Xi Jinping. This is the story of Xi Jinping's father. His name, Xi, of course, last name, Zhang Shun. Born in the early part of the century, so that he was able to join the party in 1926 and fought through the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and then had a very revolutionary, worthy position in the 50s until in the 60s he was purged. Many purges in the 60s. And Joseph Tarigian speaks to that here, and why did Mao turn on his own party? He was thinking of a novel in China, Liu Zhuan, a novel of the man who ran the Shanxi province where Mao took refuge after the Long March. But he was mostly thinking of a novel written by a man named Arthur Koestler, Darkness at Noon, The Show Trials of Moscow. What did Mao take from that? What did he take from all of the drift of the Soviet Union since Stalin's death in 1953. And therein lies the explanation for the brutality, the viciousness of the Cultural Revolution, if I read Joseph Tarigian correctly. Much more of this coming in June. Joseph Tarigian commenting on Mao watching the failure in Russia, in the Soviet Union, and turning on his own party.
You know, what's very interesting is that one of the reasons Mao reacted so strongly to that novel was because he was thinking about the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. And he believed that the Soviet Union were not really communist anymore. He believed that they were revisionist. He believed that they weren't really doing what Lenin and Stalin wanted them to do. And Mao was deeply afraid that the same thing would happen in China. And he was deeply afraid that the people who succeeded him would take the same path as the Soviet Union. And so when he reacted to that novel, that was the kind of thing that was marinating in his mind, that he was seeing that this is a case of revisionism. It was a symbol of something that could happen in his country, like had happened in the Soviet Union. It's interesting about the purges, right? So Stalin killed perhaps as many as 700,000 people during the terror. Mao did not typically have people executed. In fact, the political police in China always played a somewhat different role than in the Soviet Union. Mao had this strange belief that if you subjected people to physical punishment, emotional torment, that you could transform them if they came through it on the other side. So they're going through these struggle sessions, they're getting beaten, they're being humiliated. But typically, at least especially for the top elite, they're not killed like they were in the Soviet Union.